Non-stop airline seats to Hawaii are scheduled to increase this year from the U.S. mainland, New Zealand, and Canada. Caroline Anderson is the Hawaii Tourism Authority U.S. brand manager.
An additional 584,000 seats will be coming into the market for the first half of this year, and that's a 14.4% increase. There is an increased direct air access to the neighbor islands as well.
That's nearly 2 million airline seats from the western mainland, which makes up nearly one-third of Hawaii's tourism market. Japan carrying capacity is expected to decrease by 1% this year, but Air New Zealand and Hawaiian Airlines should make up for that by adding more flights from Auckland and increasing total seats by 49%. Dara Walsh is the New Zealand country manager.
We're just on 400,000 visitors. We have a very healthy length of stay, 9.5 days. We also contribute $1 billion to the Hawaii economy, and we have a very healthy per person per day spends of over $272.
Airline seats from Canada, meanwhile, are also increasing for the second largest international market behind Japan. Colin Wood is the country's marketing manager.
Air Canada is introducing new service to Kauai with its new mainline Boeing 737 MAX 8 this winter and doubling the frequency of its flights from Western Canada to Honolulu, Maui, and Kona, and other sun destinations will feature Air Canada's new 737 MAX aircraft. So this is really good news.
But as the airlines maximize lift and take advantage of projected stable fuel prices over the next 5 years, Vice President for Marketing and Product Development, Leslie Dance, says HTA is not focused on increasing the number of visitors, but targeting avid travelers with more disposable income like those in China.
We're looking at the higher spending visitor from the Chinese market, and we're really in our marketing efforts in China and Hong Kong and Taiwan. We're looking at those people and we're marketing directly to them. We have a healthy budget, but we don't have enough money to do big advertising campaigns in every country where we're marketing.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.